Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It is 9:18 on The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Every night, I watch Jeopardy. Except last night when my wife was mad at me and we didn't watch together. Let's welcome to the show the biggest money-winning champion on Jeopardy. This is Brad Rutter. Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Is it a requirement that you have to watch together? I mean, you could watch yourself, and then there's TiVo and stuff like that.
No, if I don't answer questions in front of somebody, I don't feel like I'm smart. Like somebody has to go, "Wow, you knew that." I have to impress people at all times. It's what makes it more interesting. I think my wife actually respects me more when I answer questions that she has never had any idea about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm the same way.
So if you don't mind, I got a couple of quick questions. What do you have a preparation process before you go on that show? Do people actually study? Like, I don't, like, geography is my weak point. I would probably try to dust up somehow on geography.
Yeah, geography, actually, you can study. It's mostly just picking up information in your daily life. But yeah, there's a few things you can study for. Geography is one of them. Presidents, world capitals, Shakespeare, that kind of stuff is always comes up on Jeopardy. So you should go in knowing a lot about that. And fortunately, there's like a finite area of knowledge you can study for that.
When you're a contestant and a question comes up and you're like, I think the answer is Mount Vesuvius, but I don't want to look like a dumb dick if I say Mount Vesuvius. Did you ever stop or did you like, I'm just going to say it?
Usually I'm just going to say it because I've been watching Jeopardy since I was 6 years old. And one of the cool things and one of the reasons it's so popular is a lot of times you don't really have to know the answer to get it. They always put a little clue in there. So I'm sort of tuned in with that. So if I have an inkling, I'm pretty sure it's going to be right. But it can backfire at times.
That is where I think I shine over my wife, is I can pick up those clues. I can kind of figure out what the answer might be based on it. So I have to tell you, I've been watching a long time as well, and I feel like I may be able to be on the show one day, but I wouldn't win that day. But I feel like I would crush these celebrity idiots in Celebrity Jeopardy. There's no way Patton Oswalt is smarter than me.
I thought the guys in the finals were actually pretty good. I think any of them could do okay on the real show, but the regular show.
Yeah.
They generally they're celebrities. They're playing for charity. They don't want to embarrass anybody. They're gonna make the questions a little easier.
Yeah, it bothered me that Ike Barinholtz was so smart because he always seems like such a dummy, and then he went out there and just smoked everybody. I was like, Jesus. We're talking to Brad Rutter, who is no longer on Jeopardy, but he, like some of the other great Jeopardy champions, has parlayed that into a new gig. Now, I have to ask you this. Do you enjoy Ken Jennings as the host, or I certainly like him more than I like Blossom?
I like them both, but, I'm biased because I've known Ken for, 15 years now, but I think he's doing a great job.
He is doing a great job. I think he is along the lines of what we're used to with Alex Trebek, and we also knew that he was smart, so we want our host to be a wealth of knowledge, not just reading the cards. Blossom, my big problem with her is that she takes too long to respond. When somebody does a daily double, she holds that dramatic pause too long, and I'm at the edge of my seat. It freaks me out for the contestant all the time.
Well, she's an actress. You know, she wants to amp up the drama.
Yeah, she's doing a good job at that, I'll tell you that. All right, so now once you have established yourself as being a smart guy on television, you become a panelist, you become a guest on things, and now you're on The Chase. Now, The Chase returns to CBS for season 4 tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, on ABC. Tonight at 10 o'clock on ABC, and this is an hour long. That's a lot of brain power for a full hour.
Yeah, and one of the cool things about the show is there's a lot of rapid-fire trivia, but we also get that drama, too, like I was talking about. It's kind of a hybrid between Jeopardy and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. There's, you know, a couple rounds where they're just firing questions at us or the contestants. And then in the middle, us and the contestants are answering the same questions, and they have to make a multiple-choice pick, and then they reveal their answer, and then they, whether we got it right or not, we catch up to them and can conceivably catch them and send them home.
This may be a question that you don't know the answer to, and I would understand that, but when you launch a show like this 4 years ago, when a show like The Chase comes on, or Who Wants to Be the Millionaire, and how are they finding the contestants for this? Like, Jeopardy will tell you, hey, we got an app, go sign up and go do it. But if I want to know about how to be a contestant on The Chase, how do I go about doing that?
You can go to thechasecasting.com, and they do put casting notices out at pretty regularly. So, yeah, it's pretty just like any other game show. They have dedicated people who find game show contestants. It's that's show business.
What is your advice for somebody who wants to be on one of these shows? Because it's a lot of times, there's a lot of smart people in the world, but they're looking for somebody with a little bit of flair. Sometimes, I don't know if you've watched Jeopardy recently, but they got a kid on the other day that I want to punch in the face because he's got too much flair. Right away, you start rooting for people to lose because they just come across like too cocky.
Well, if you want to get on, too much flair is never a bad thing, but then you can face the backlash. But my best advice is, don't worry about answering the questions on the test they give you. That's just to qualify. You're either going to do that or not. Like, it's also a TV show audition. So bring the energy. I like to say, be yourself, but a little more so, and you'll have a better shot.
Man, I got to tell you, you're right. That's probably what got this kid on, even though I made me want to punch him in the throat every night because he just was rubbing me the wrong way. The Chase is on ABC tonight, season 4. You will see Brad Rutter on there. He is the Jeopardy GOAT. That must be pretty good. But do you get mad, even though you're friends with Ken Jennings, people kind of, they go to Ken, even though you did better than Ken?
My friends get a lot more angry than I do, and I think, yeah, that's probably is because I know him. But, it's like I get the calls from my friends like, they said Ken was the biggest money winner of all time. That's not true. Like, I don't care. The money spends the same.
Are you rich after Jeopardy?
Define rich. I'm doing all right.
I don't know what you were before Jeopardy. What did you do for a living before you won over $4 million?
So this goes back to how long I've been going on the show. My last job before Jeopardy was working at a CD store. So,
wow.
Yeah,
So you were making a max $10 an hour?
I think I was making exactly $10 an hour, if I remember correctly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Rutter's rich.
Yeah,
that's great. So you win the Jeopardy money, and then that parlays it into The Chase and other things. You are doing very well for yourself. How does a guy with your wealth of knowledge end up in a CD store? Like, don't you feel like where you're like, I am smarter than these morons?
I was taking a break from college. I'm a big music fan. It made sense. And I've been lucky enough that things have come along at the right time for me, and it just kept rolling from there. So I'm blessed.
Have you done Rock and Roll Jeopardy? Or is that even still on?
No, it's not on, but that even, yeah. I'd be great on it.
I love Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah, I think I probably would have done pretty well on that, although it doesn't pay quite as well, or didn't.
Here's some gift certificates to Denny's. All right, make sure you check out Brad Rutter on The Chase. Season 4 debuts tonight, 10 o'clock, ABC, right here on channel, I don't even know, 511, I think. Brad, great to talk to you, and we'll be watching tonight for sure.
Thanks, guys. It'll be fun.
All right, pal. Take it easy. There you go, Brad Rutter. Let me tell you, we get a lot of celebrities on this show, but there's certain guys who do things that I'm really interested in that make me excited to talk to.
I'm amazed that you work at a CD store.
Yeah.
With that kind of intellect. Like, what kind of grades was he getting?
Well, but he brought up a good point. Like, when I was in college, I I wanted to work at this Camelot Music, you know what I mean? Because I liked the music.
Understand.
So he probably was just doing that.
Sure.
I remember watching a profile, I think it was on 60 Minutes, and it was one of the most intelligent people in the world. Like, their IQ was off the charts and stuff. And it was a guy who was trying to prove the existence of God through mathematics. You know what he did for a living?
No.
He was a doorman.
Yeah.
He was a doorman. Yeah. And he was just regular dude, whatever, but he was super genius.
I had a friend who was a janitor in a college.
Stop it, Goodwill Hunting. I already know where
he would do the problem.
You almost had me.
It was a parole just sitting there.
He said it, I almost knew.
Almost had me.
Yeah, listen, I'll probably be watching it alone tonight, but I'll be watching Jeopardy.
Okay. I understand the whole thing about it, having to impress. When you're when you're by yourself, it's useless. I'm like, nobody's listening. No. I'm so
who's
good
gonna
today?
Go? You're smart. Yeah.
I know.
You know, I'll tell you how cocky I am. I don't even answer the easy questions out loud.
You know, like,
you know, they're like,
you're like, ah, I know that one.
This band from New Jersey had a hit called Bad Medicine. Yeah. Everybody knows I know the answer. I'm not saying it.
Funny story. When I was a rookie, I was at the Hilton, and my roommate was John Randall. Remember John Randall?
Yes.
The Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Well, he was my roommate because he was going to sign with the Bucks.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Long story short, he went to Minnesota because they gave him $5,000 more.
He had the crazy eye makeup, too.
Well, yeah. But he wasn't good at the time.
Right.
But I was his roommate. And we were sitting down watching Jeopardy, and I was spitting out answers, and he looked at me. He goes, you're the smartest brother I've ever met in my life. He goes, I ain't never met no brother could spit out stuff like, where you from? But you ever see John Randall's Football Life?
No.
What I mean, he's from a cabin about the size of this room.
Oh, really?
With 10 people.
Yeah.
That's where he's from. And him and his brother made it to the NFL. Beautiful story.
I'll tell you, anytime you get siblings that make it in the NFL, of course, the big story this weekend was the Kelce brothers playing each other. But you know, Rondé and Tiki, even father sons. I'm just amazed by that because it's clearly in their genes. You know, it's clearly. I used to ask Rondé all the time. I go, "What's in your dad's sperm that made you like? What's in Martine's family sperm that they all got good right legs?"
Also, I think father son thing that helps out because the father was in there and he knows kind of the path.
Sure,
you know what I mean. Obviously, you have to have the talent. You have to work. And
you also have to have a father.
You have a little bit of a leg up.
You have to have a father who's not afraid for their son to be better than them. And I know that sounds like that's so casual and nurturing, but there's a lot of guys who hold that. Well, that's my gig. That's my job. You know,
I think Rondé finds out tomorrow.
About the Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, I think so, yeah.
Rondé belongs in the Hall of Fame. Yes, you agree?
Oh.
I've gotten in trouble for this before. Uh-huh. But this is my mentality.
Yes.
Rondé was out there as a free agent and nobody wanted him. Rondé always had a better cover corner than him on the team.
But in his defense, he was, when he was a free agent, he was somewhat older. He'd been around for a long time.
Right.
Do you think
I mean, listen. But I mean, how many cover corners in the Hall of Fame were in a zone scheme, and how many cover corners in the NFL had a better cover corner than them on the team? Those are things that are going to be asked by Deion Sanders, and people are going to say, "Well, what about the sacks? You know, how many sacks Deion Sanders has?
Yeah,
zero. So I don't know if he's going
to. Does he get more credit because he was undersized?
It's just the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with it. This is the Hall of the best ever. So you should have to say, if I say to you, if I take Barry Sanders and put him on a different team, is he still great?
Yes.
Yes, okay. How about Bo Jackson?
Yes.
Or how about Tom Brady?
Yes.
Rondé Barber?
I don't know. He was on the best defense ever, so I don't
but if
know.
You put, if you put Warren Sapp.
Take away the pass rush, is he still great?
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, people are going to hate me because I'm in his town.
No,
I love him, and he should. Everybody whose name is up there should go, but they can't all go.
How about this? Two things I want to ask you.
Okay.
One, if you have the greatest player to play that position, they should be in the Hall of Fame.
What position?
Fullback. Mike Allstott should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, here we go. Mike Allstott was a fullback, and it was a technicality. He was actually a running back.
Right.
So he made Pro Bowls as a running back masquerading as a fullback.
Okay.
If you tried to make him a running back and make the Hall of Fame, he wouldn't make it, right?
No.
When he finally became a fullback, when John Gruden, who hated him more than me, John Gruden hated Mike Allstott more than I hate John Gruden. And
okay,
that's hard. Okay. No, I love Mike Allstott
to death. I know what
you're saying? Okay, yeah. So John Gruden hated Mike Allstott. He made him a real fullback, and he never made a Pro Bowl again.
Why did John Gruden not like Mike Allstott?
We called him Mark.
I remember that.
Okay, so he's already a Pro Bowler. You should know his darn name. Mike, go back.
A lady called you Afro Man and you defended her.
Correct. Okay. But once again, I'm not Afro Man and I'm not Mike Allstott. Go back and look at John Gruden's tenure. John Gruden does not let anybody excel in his system for more than 1 year. And your name or your ego can't get bigger than his, or you got to go. Look it up.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm not denying that. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know. I remember all those years of Mike Allstott being the greatest, most exciting player I've seen, carrying those guys through the end zone on his back. I mean, that nobody played like that. It had
but he wasn't a fullback. He was a running back. Yeah. If you said to me, I would say to you, I'll put Mike Allstott's 10 best runs against anybody in the history of the game. In the history of the game.
Yes.
But he's still not a Hall of Famer. He's not.
Wow. All right, how about this?
Yes.
Martin Gramatica, Ring of Honor.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Now, while we're talking, Tony Mayberry needs to be in a Ring of Honor. Tony Mayberry went to 3 Pro Bowls. Paul Gruber's in a Ring of Honor. He deserves to be there. Paul went to no Pro Bowls.
My problem with that, where I can't argue for or against, is Tony Mayberry was pre-Mike Alta being a Bucks fan, so I don't know. I know
sure.
Tony Mayberry.
Sure, yeah.
I know. I saw you with him one time, and I thought he was dying because he was so skinny.
No, you said that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm glad that he's not. But, yes, that could be very possible, and I can't argue either way. I
mean, people fall through cracks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just one of those guys that people remember him, but he should be remembered more. He's the first Buccaneer to go to the Pro Bowl.
He was pre-Glazer, wasn't he? Or maybe right in the beginning of the Glazers?
He was part of the Glazers.
I just don't know that. I don't know that they know the history of some of these people. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that.
I also think that they're running out of room. Like, they need to find a new spot.
Well, they got
wall.
John's spot.
They got John's spot, and Gramatica said they already got the GR, so they could save
that's
money.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Do you think you should have took Gruden down?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why? Like Gruden.
No, I hate him.
Right.
So okay, and I don't hate many people.
Try to separate that from
The reason why I hate him is the reason why they took everybody else hates him. He's just not a good person.
Yeah, but you're not looking at it. You're not putting up good people. You're putting up good people who do stuff for the team.
The reason why he was fired and all those kind of things is the things that he said, and nobody wants their name around that, including myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's certain things that are just not okay.
I know that in the years I've lived here and watched the Buccaneers switch team uniforms, switch stadiums and all that, and Tony Dungy bringing this team, Sam Weiss drafting a team, Tony Dungy bringing this team to close every year, John Gruden pushed him over the edge.
No doubt.
John Gruden got him that
No doubt.
And I think he deserves the accolades from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Not taken away from what he did.
Right.
But if you put his name up in there, that means you were representing that name. I was always told when you leave here, you're representing the brand.
So, I know what you're saying, but part of me is like, hey, I'm here for what he did for us and what he did for this team.
Okay.
And that's what we're happy about. What he does after and off the field and all that stuff, it has nothing to do. I'm putting him up there because he got us a Super Bowl.
And listen, he deserves, people say that was Tony Dungy's Super Bowl. And all I say, nope, it was John Gruden's
Super Bowl. Tony Dungy had several years to get a Super
Bowl. Correct. Yeah. And if Tony Dungy was the coach the next year, they probably wouldn't have won a Super Bowl because they probably wouldn't have been good enough offensively.
Yeah.
Now, how many coaches get the luxury of getting a team ready to win a Super Bowl? That doesn't happen very often.
Right.
So John Gruden got lucky.
And Tom
but
Brady,
it's still
same
his,
thing.
It was still his team, okay?
Yeah.
You can't take that away, period. But to have somebody's name up there in your stadium when we don't have to go over all the things he said, but I don't know if we got a chance to read all of it. Was anti-everything in it.
It also referred to one of the Glazers as homosexual, and
correct.
I think that probably
correct.
Yeah, is what got to take
you
it
don't want to mess. You don't want to mess with the billionaires. That's right. I mean, you can mess with everybody. Once you mess with the billionaires, it's got to go.
Well,
period.
Mike thought Bruce Arians should not be up in the Ring of Honor.
Yes, I think two.
I'd be okay with him not being up in there. What did he have? 1 year?
He had 2 years. And I'm sorry, what do you have? 3 years here or 2 years?
He was here 3 years.
Three years. And he had Tom Brady. He had Mike Evans. He had Chris Godwin. He had Scotty Miller. He had all these players that Tom Brady made superstars that year.
Scotty
Miller
was a superstar.
Well, no, but I never heard Scotty Miller's name until he started getting the balls from Brady that first season. What I'm saying is Giovanni Bernard and all these guys that all of a sudden Brady was making names. You know what I mean? That's Brady is the guy that gets that. That's not Bruce Arians.
But Brady didn't build that team.
No, but neither did Bruce Arians.
I don't know if Brady didn't build that team.
Yeah.
If you took Brady off that team, the team looks different.
Much different.
That's true.
You know, because Brady's not here. This was Brady's team the last 2 years. Well, I hope we all know that.
Yeah.
He made all the decisions.
Yes.
You have to see that.
I think everybody
including knows. Removing Bruce Arians. And if you don't believe that, then come on now. The timing was a little wonky, wasn't it? It's a little off.
I think everybody agrees with that. And I think that...
At the time,
anybody,
they didn't.
I don't think anybody has a problem with it either.
At the time, they didn't. Because I was on sports radio, and they're like, no, that's not Tom. I'm like, wait a minute. The same Tom that was going behind everybody's back and trying to go to Miami, Miami. Yeah. That guy, and was talking to everybody, but come on now. Listen, he's just, he's human, everybody. He's the best quarterback ever, but he's human.
But he's also a smart, like when people make decisions that you don't understand, you don't know everything that goes into it. And sometimes it's none of your business.
It's correct.
And if Tom Brady wanted to go to Miami, it stinks for us, but if it would have saved his marriage, if him being in Miami would have been better for his wife and his kids, and that's up to him.
Yeah, that being said, though, we do understand that Tom Brady has his own rules. Tom Brady can do whatever he wants because he's Tom Brady.
Right.
If a different athlete did what Tom Brady did, he'd be crucified.
Yes.
That's facts.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? You know,
I mean, when you're under contract, you probably shouldn't be trying to
facts.
Come to the team.
That's tampering.
Yeah.
Right. And some people will take the fall for that so that he doesn't.
Well, they did. The Dolphins lost their draft picks because of it.
Right.
And the owner is banned from his own stadium.
The owner of the Dolphins, what's that clown's name? He should be removed immediately. So we have one kid from the Falcons bet on a game and got caught and got suspended for 2 years.
Right.
So the owner of the Dolphins told his coach to throw the last five games. He was giving $100,000 a game. How does that affect betting?
Yeah.
So a player gets suspended for 2 years, but the owner of a team can fix his team and not get suspended? That's crazy.
No, he said, sorry, Spanish.
I was just going to say, and they say the NFL isn't scripted.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in scripted. No way.
Do you believe that they say...
No.
You don't believe that anybody ever has to actually say... No, not predetermined. Not like the WWE. But you don't believe it when it goes to the box, they go...
No. Mm. Well, no.
It would be nice
to because I'm going to say this is why.
Yeah.
The NFL's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If there was somebody that was looking for some, like in boxing, I bet you can get somebody and say, did Don King give you a look? And they probably go, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So many years and so many people, it would have come out already. It would have come out. Somebody would say.
It's kind of come out.
Where?
It's everybody talks about it. It's kind of, nobody says I was part of it.
There was just a player on the podcast. Arian Foster said
it. Yeah, but listen.
He wasn't part of it.
Chidi says it as well. And I had this conversation with Chidi a couple of times. And Chidi was like, listen, our Super Bowl was rigged. And I go, why would you say that? Well, we know their place. And I go, Chidi, John Gruden was, when I was in Philadelphia, John Gruden was our offensive coordinator.
Right.
And Bill Callahan was my offensive line coach. Bill Callahan learned offense from John Gruden. So the teacher was going against the student.
Right, you knew
that's
that.
The way it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going to. So Derek Brooks knew what was going to happen because John Gruden was in the head of the coach.
But they also talked about in that documentary that Gruden's like, they're going to do this because he knows the deal.
Yeah,
I don't think that's cheating. That's just having
you
knowledge.
You see Tony
from being
Romo
there.
Do it all the time.
Oh yeah, that's
when
true.
When he's announcing, he says exactly what play they're going to do.
Now I worked with Ron for 20 years. I can almost tell you what Ron was going to say sometimes.
Sure,
because you know somebody. You know, everybody has mannerisms. They do things. You guys all say things at certain times. Coaches do things at certain times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. I agree with that. By the way, let's talk about you brought some up. Chidi Ahanotu.
Okay.
How tight are you and Chidi?
Me and Chidi are good friends.
I feel like Chidi and I are on bad terms for different reasons.
Okay.
And I think it would be great for Chidi and I to have a conversation on air where we talk to each other, and we don't have to like each other, but I'm not saying so I could attack him or yell at him.
Correct.
We could work it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Chidi clearly is not intimidated by me.
He's not intimidated by anybody.
Right. He is not intimidated by me, so I don't think Chidi would veer away from that. But I think that if you could tell Chidi that I would promise him the honesty of a real interview where I don't manipulate it to make him sound bad, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Listen, it's not gonna change anything if it doesn't happen, but I feel like if Chidi and I, instead of leaving message for each other on social media, we just had a conversation, we might be more along the same lines.
Well, I've actually a couple times not put Chidi on air on purpose.
Because?
Sometimes.
Because you like him and you don't want
like
him to say the wrong thing?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what I would say to him? Mike would like you to come on air with him and speak.
Yeah.
But it's not a good idea.
but let me tell you, Chidi got mad at me because I was, I'm a friend of Saps.
Sure.
You're a friend of Saps.
Big time.
And I am always going to take the side of my friend.
Makes sense.
And Chidi attacks Sap, and Sap finally responds.
Yeah.
And then Sap says, I said to Sap, will you fight Chidi for charity? And he said, 100%, I'm in. And then Chidi disappears. So, look, I know I'm not saying Chidi's afraid, but Chidi now all of a sudden every once in a while he bumps up on me and he wants to sue me. I said, and let's get this clear, in my memory, which isn't, these guys will tell you, isn't always perfect, a Buccaneer player got in trouble for being drunk and urinating in the lobby of their own apartment building sometime in the 90s.
Okay.
In my recollection, it was Chidi. So my question that I asked on the air was that Chidi? Who didn't Chidi get arrested for that? Sapp even said, no, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I asked Pete. Pete's like, no, I don't remember. And I go, okay, clearly my memory is wrong. But I did say on the air, was it Chidi? And they said no. Now Chidi's like, oh, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. I was wrong. I asked a question, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
But also, Chidi has some things floating out there around him that he has tried to defend through social media. And I'm like, Chidi, well, let's just talk about it. Let's just have a conversation. You don't even have to leave here liking me. Mm-hmm. We could still even go, you're a jerk. I don't like you. We don't have to be friends. Mm-hmm. But I would give him the fairness of an opportunity.
I think you would. Yeah. And listen, I watched Chidi and Sapp saga unfold in the 90s. I watched it unfold. And, you know Sapp.
Yeah.
And this is what I tell people. He's going to chin check you.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
He's done that to you.
He's probably done it to you.
He's done that to me.
Okay, he's going to chin check
everybody.
That's the way he vets people.
Right.
If you fail it, it's going to be a long existence.
Yep.
I think Chidi failed it. So
you did not fail it. He made a comment to you. Yeah. You got up in his face, and from then on, you got
No, I just said, sit. I go, come here and sit.
Yeah.
And I said, you will not talk to me that way.
Right.
And he looked at me, and he was like, good. And then that's all he wants.
Yeah.
He wants to know that if things get hectic.
Yep.
I'm not going to back away. That's all he wants.
I think the very first time, I didn't know him, and he had agreed to do something, and then he backed out of it, and I got in his face. Not in his face. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't sound so tough.
Challenge.
But I said to him, I go, this is ridiculous. You did this, that, and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. And I walked away, and I was like, forget him. And then he got up, and he was like, you're right.
Yep.
And he did it. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. So sometimes you just need to talk to him like a man. And ever since
then. Not everybody can do that, Mike. You know that, right?
I know, but I'm just saying, ever since then.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say about Sapp and the way he treated you and all this stuff. Maybe it was the way you reacted
Correct.
To him. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So, you know, people are raised differently and they've learned. I one of my things is I get in this radio station, I hate the salespeople right out of the gate.
Okay.
Why? Are they bad people? No. But I've been burned by other salespeople so far before.
Sure.
Now it took me almost 5-7 years to realize the people I work with are great people. And we work together and we're friends and they're some of my strongest relationships in the team. But I would never have known that based on my history. So you don't know somebody's history.
Sure.
Spanish, let me ask you, can I go over or do I have to play commercials?
I don't think Carmen do I have commercials left?
There are commercials left, but we can come back.
No, if we're going to wrap it up, we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Do I have to wrap it up now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm more gift.
What is that?
Mitra 9. You a Kratom drinker?
Let me see that. Well, I'm not a Kratom drinker yet.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. So which one is the Kratom? The Mud Bowl stuff?
No, Kava is the Mud Bowl. Kratom is the botanical tea.
Now, what is... So I took the Mud Bowl stuff, and so did Aaron Miller, and so did somebody else I don't remember, and then we crapped for 7 days nonstop.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell. We also went to Volcano Bay.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell if maybe I ingested fecal matter from some Indian guys or what the deal was, or if it was that Cabo.
Okay.
Like every time I would crap, I'd text Aaron Miller and I go, crap, and he goes, yep. And I go, okay. So I was hesitant at
it. Okay.
But those two things kind of go together, Cava and Kratom.
They do.
Now,
they do.
My wife asked me, what is Kratom? I go, I don't know. I don't know.
Cava is from the root of a pepper plant.
Yeah.
Okay. Kratom is a botanical tea.
Okay.
They both tickle your opioid receptors.
Ooh.
And so you make you feel good. They don't get drunk. You don't get high.
But it gives you
it gives you a good feeling.
Yeah.
Like at nighttime, I don't drink alcohol anymore, so I drink Cava instead.
Any alcohol?
No.
Wow. I'm
out. Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't try. I try not. I don't even eat meat anymore.
You don't eat meat?
I eat fish. That's it.
Yeah.
Weird.
What have you become?
I'm a weirdo now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But the Mitra 9 is a Kratom seltzer. So Kratom itself is a little bit bitter. Cava tastes like dirty water.
Yes.
But Mitra 9 made them both taste very good. So you taste that, and I'll give you guys all one as well.
Okay.
It's a Kratom, but it's a seltzer, so it tastes a little bit better, and it still does good things for your
body.
But
I could drink all four of these and drive.
I wouldn't just jump into four, but you could.
Hey.
You could.
Let's try it. Let's see.
Like this guy, he hasn't drank one, and he wants to drink four.
No. I mean, it's
you'd be
not
all right. You'd be
drinking
all right.
A Bud Light seltzer. Yeah. I can't drive.
No,
after.
But
okay.
So you can't drink four Bud Light seltzers to drive.
I mean, I might be able to, but legally, I don't want to.
Yeah, understandable.
That
yeah,
I gotta tell you, Ian, I love having you on.
Love being here, brother.
You are welcome to come by whenever you want.
I might be every day.
Afro Man, it's great to see you.
Need a black guy in here, anyways.
Do we, though? My neighbors already don't like us.
That's true. They were eyeballing me and stuff.
The great Ian Beckles, he has got a place right there on West Shore and Gandy where you can go and get this stuff. You can go in there and learn about the marijuana. And I tell you, there's a lot of adults who for years were told all these years that it was bad and it was drugs and it was a gateway.
It was a lie.
It was not only a lie, but you're missing out on a healthy way to really curb a lot of medical problems. Swelling, you know, me with the panic attacks and all that stuff.
And get rid of the pills.
Get rid of the pills. The pills are killing you.
No doubt.
The pills are killing your liver. They're killing you. I'll tell you, I really feel like we got to a good spot with this stuff. There's stores popping up everywhere, and it's not like smoke shops. It's real legit medical stores that you can go in. Do you have one that you recommend?
We have a cannabis doc in our building.
Oh, really?
4817 Southwest Shore. Yeah, cannabis doc. Check them out. It's easy. Get your card right there every Friday.
I'll be in there.
What are you doing for Super Bowl? Will you be there in the Dignitary headquarters?
Right, the Dignitary. You haven't seen the new room. You haven't
I
seen
have,
the new private
I see
lounge
it online,
yet.
Right? Yeah. All right, I'm going to come by.
Yeah, please.
Tomorrow, thank you to Brad Rutter. See him tonight at ABC at 10 o'clock on The Chase. Tomorrow, we will do the open letter. We didn't get to it today. What else? Anything else tomorrow I need to know about?
No, and then Dusty Martin will be in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Martin and then Dusty Slay on Friday. We're going to get Martin in the Ring of Honor.
Go do lifeguard imagery.
Yeah.
I'm being serious about that. That's important.
It's so good for so many people. Like even Bobby Kelly, who only was an 11.3.
Perfect.
No, not perfect. I was 2,600. I don't like the way. Jesus Christ.
I was eight.
Eight?
Eight, yes. I'm right.
I'm going to drink all these. Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Find us on Instagram at the Mike Calta Show. Dizzy and the After Show up next. Goodbye.
That's it. It's over. That's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Mike Calta Show.
This tax season, double your refund. Wesley Chapel Toyota wants you to buy the vehicle you've always wanted. So we'll double your tax refund up to $2,500 towards a down payment of any used vehicle. Plus, most Wesley Chapel pre-owns are covered by a lifetime warranty. Unlimited time, unlimited miles. Double your tax refund today at Wesley Chapel Toyota.
We'll double your down payment up to $1,250. Maximum tax refund match is $2,500 to be put toward a used vehicle from Wesley Chapel Toyota. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for complete details. Expires 2/28/20.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.